Well, tonight we're going to have those testimonies, and they're going to get set up here. We have a special blessing. Some others that were at teen camp, Brother Shelton Smith is going to be with us as well and have some testimonies from them. And so we're thankful for all that the Lord's done with our teens. Even my daughter, she's still at camp. She'll finish her 6 week of camp this summer. Amen. And so she's just been after it. That's what Brother James, I saw him send out a text. He called the sword meeting an adult camp for him and I. And so we were having a good time there. I will say I thank the Lord for all that he's done, and I appreciate in our teens' lives, but it's been an encouragement to me to see how God has just continued to work and do all that. I want to thank the church again. I know that it may sound like we're over and over again, but what a blessing it was. I think you should have seen folks as we tell them what God did and how we raised $15,000 so quickly to be able to send our young people to Mount Salem and to do all that they did. It was, for a lot of folks, it was just jaw-dropping for them, for us to have done that so quickly. And so I'm very, very thankful for what God did in using our church and folks around. And I want to just bring it, there's everything we do. I don't want to take too long, but I remember I told the story about having the yard sale and our men that are for Fishers of Men going over and winning people. So we weren't just doing something that was just, but it brought people on the property. And before they could get off the property, we gave them the gospel and they got saved. So I'm thankful that not only God can work on us, but he can work on others while we're preparing to get worked on. Amen. And so thank God for all of it. Brother James, you come. He's going to run this testimony time.
Brother Williams, if you want to go ahead and make your way up to the pulpit. It is a blessing. One of the biggest blessings that we had this year, particularly at camp, is how many visiting churches we had. We had close to 80 visiting churches, or not churches, not 80 churches, but 80 campers from churches and counselors, and what a blessing that was. And a big group that came, and it's a blessing to have them here tonight, is Macedonia Baptist Church. One of our graduates, Pastor Shelton Williams, you can come right on up to the mic, brother. We're going to keep things moving. As you can see, the faster the fanning goes, the faster we need to be on our testimonies, because it's going to get hot here quickly. This is Pastor Shelton Williams, and it's a blessing. This is their second year at camp. You heard Brother Caleb Shear give a testimony Sunday evening about the cabin, and he was the counselor with Macedonia Baptist with Brother Williams, and what a blessing that was. With Pastor Williams being here, I wanted to have him go and give a testimony, and I think he also had something else, but we're going to try and make this as fast as we can, brother, okay?
Okay. All right. Anyway, Mom, we want to just tell Landmark and on behalf of Macedonia Baptist Church and the teenagers, we want to say thank you guys for the camp. There's a lot of things about the camp that are special to me. When my wife and I came back over here to start the church in Winhaven, we stayed at Landmark's camp. Could you believe it? Well, then when Dr. Carter and I used to have the pastor's encouragement meeting, I was praying about coming to Winhaven, and then they had a preacher came, Dr. Cycler prayed, and I prayed. I said, Lord, if you really want me to go to Winhaven and start a church, use Dr. Cycler to preach the word of God, to give me something out of it. That's the direction you would have me to go. And to make a long story short, the Lord burdened my heart through his preaching. He said, if I was young, had my life to live all over again, I'll go somewhere and start a church and be there for the rest of my life. And I was like, man. So I said, oh God. And the Lord, because I was trying to pray for several areas, I believe the Lord had me to go to when I finished Bible college. But anyway, I'm just so grateful for the camp and the fact that we were able to bring our teenagers. When I was a kid growing up, we grew up poor, and my mother used to always tell us, many times we went to bed on tea and bread, but she's always say, always remember to say, thank God, thank you, Mom. And she'd go across that table, and one by one, we had to say, thank God, thank you, Mom. So I really are grateful for all the Lord have done with the counselors as well as the preachers, and the fact that Landmark had provided a camp for our teenagers to come to. And they have changed. I noticed that the Lord is working on them. They didn't come from like me. They didn't come from a spiritual background. So when you're dealing with kids like myself, when I was growing up, I was wicked as all get out, fought from first grade all the way up to 10th grade. And then the Lord put some of these same teenagers in my life to try to work with them as well. So it takes a while to get them rough edges for some of us. Like me, the Lord's still working on me. I don't know about you, but he's still working on me. Amen. I got a lot, oh God, I got a long way to, I will be with you, like you guys, one day, but I'm not there yet, okay? But the Lord working on me. But anyway, we want to come back just to say thank you to Landmark and Dr. Carter and all the people in the past who pretty much got the camp going. Brother James I got a gift for you and your wife, okay? And I put some money in there, so I want you to take your wife out somewhere to eat, okay? And pretty much, I know I'll be in a preacher here sometimes. His birthday, Faki had to spend his birthday at camp, and our teams kind of had them kind of working a little bit, and I appreciate him and his wife. They, in fact, really didn't make us feel welcome. And they went above and beyond to try to make us feel welcome at the camp. And if the Lord permits, we're going to do it again as long as the church would allow us. We're coming again next year. The teenagers said, we want to come back, preacher. We want to come back. So we praise the Lord for that. And so, Brother James, thank you for and your work, for all your hard work, if you please. Now, I'm a little confused. I was more concerned about the males because I stayed in the cabin with the guys. And I kind of have an idea. Now, I'm not good with names. I'm horrible with names. And if you please. Now, last year, you helped our boys out last year. You sitting right, two of the Miami guys, you fill in one time. Yeah, yes, you did. You can't remember that, but come up here. I got a gift for you. That's all right. Give it to your wife anyway if you don't want it, okay? All righty. And then Williams, where's he at again? The other one, he's here tonight? Here.
There's actually quite a few
that are
not here tonight.
Okay, that's for Williams. So I can leave them.
You may want to just go ahead and give me all of them, and I'll pass them out.
Okay. Any of the ladies that were here any of the ladies that took care of young ladies, because I wasn't with the lady. Any of them here tonight?
There's a few of them scattered around.
Scattered around? I tell you what, let me leave
them
one with you.
And I'll,
right.
I think most of them are not here, actually.
Okay, two of them from last year,
okay.
Two of them this year, and the lady's going to get the Starbucks cards.
Okay.
I got cards for the ladies for Starbucks.
Okay, perfect.
The guys can give it to their wives anyway they go into Publix. Okay? So I'll leave them all with
you. He knows how it works. Thank you very much,
all
brother.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. And by the way, we have a baptism Sunday at our church, and some of the teenagers that got saved at camp are getting baptized, so you all just continue to pray for them. They're all excited about the Lord. I spoke with one of them, I think this week, one day this week, and he was like, his dad said, talk to him, and he said, yeah, Caden, I can't remember the name. What is the name of the camp of?
Caleb.
Okay, so I'm horrible with names. But anyway, Caleb was led him to the Lord. And he told me, he said, Caleb led him to the Lord. His dad said, if he wants to get baptized, that's the only name I talked with him. He said, preacher, I want to get baptized. So pray for them. All of us are rough, so you pray for us. And I'm the worst one, so don't worry about me, okay? The Lord's still working on me, so hey, I came from a long way, baby. And but anyway, thank you for the church and the camp, and continue to pray for our young people, okay? God bless you, and you all have a nice one.
Thank you very much, Pastor Williams. Again, we're all rough when it really comes down to it, but praise the Lord. Again, what a blessing it was to have Pastor Williams there again for the second year, and we do appreciate everything with him being there. It's a blessing to us to be able to, right? It's a blessing to us to be able to, and then by the end of the week, if you remember Brother Caleb Shear's testimony, everyone was saved. Everyone had either been saved or gotten saved in that cabin. Again, that's the whole purpose of it. That's what it's all about. So praise the Lord for that. We're going to go ahead and keep on moving the rest of our testimonies. We'll start with Miles since he's there at the very end. All right, Miles, go ahead and come on up. And again, guys, we'll keep on moving this as quickly as possible. So you see there's more fanning going on as we speak. So as soon as they're about ready to wrap up, you go ahead and step right up to keep moving. I will keep my mouth shut if you keep your mouth moving. All right? So Miles, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Miles, and I will not be talking about LeBron James tonight. I just want to make that clear. But camp was really fun. I went to both camps, junior camp and teen camp, but teen camp was different because they have like a whole bunch of different stuff, like the tournaments, like the basketball and dodgeball. I won dodgeball, by the way, just in case y'all didn't know. It was me and Elijah and Xavier, but I just had to bring that out there. And basketball was fun too, but it was really hot outside. So I didn't really want to play, but I still played. And I did score this really cool layup on Matthew, and he got pretty mad about it. So that was pretty fun. But at the end of camp on Thursday, you know, they have all the bonfires and testimonies. But I didn't go to the bonfire because this group of guys they were in the tabernacle, and they were just talking. And one guy prayed that more people would show up. And God answered that prayer, and a lot of people that showed up, including me. And during that, everyone got to share what God had done with them in their lives. And it was such a blessing to hear, and I'm really glad that I went to camp this year. And yeah, thank you.
Amen. Ms. Williams, if you want to come up. Again, if you're here Sunday evening, and if you were not here Sunday evening, let me encourage you, if you're not able to make it for any of the services, to go back and watch some of those services, to really not only to see what God did, but also to pray for those young people and for even the counselors. We had many that made decisions, but we were praying for revival for quite some time. Brother Bert praying for the school year as well, and we believe that to a certain point, the flames ignited. All right, so just be in prayer for it. Continue being in prayer for our young men moving into this, going into the school and everything as well. But Ms. Williams.
Hey, good evening, church. I'm Sharon Williams. I just want to thank Pastor Parsons and Mrs. Parsons and Brother Vercellis and Mrs. Vercellis for allowing me to be part of camp this year. And thank you to my husband for letting me be gone from the house for 2 weeks for the camps. And they were both really special. Teen camp, I would say, was the most special. And there's many, many things I could say about teen camp, but the one thing that stands out to me the most is just how God used Brother Areza and his messages to just touch the lives and the hearts of those teenagers.
Amen.
Every single word he said, every single message he preached, everything got to those teenagers. And, I mean, just brought them to the altars and just, you know, helped them make decisions and, you know, receive Christ as their Savior. And it was just amazing to watch the Lord just use that man in such a mighty way and use his word to, you know, just pierce their hearts and help them make those good decisions. And my children made decisions, and which was very special to me, but I'll let them tell you about that. But just thank you for praying. Thank you for giving. Thank you for all that you do for the different ministries of this church, especially for camp. Thank you.
Amen. Cole, if you want to come up. Yeah, and as I mentioned before, really every single one of the invitations, the altar was just flooded. And I don't mean just the front area. I mean several rows back. In fact, Pastor Shelton Williams, I was scheduled myself to do the devotion that morning, but I just didn't have a voice for it. I just didn't have peace about it. So I prayed about it and let the Lord sort that out. I said, Lord, I need you to give me someone. And I walked into the tabernacle, and there's Pastor Williams praying and sweeping, amen, and just cleaning up. And I asked him if he can just give a testimony or whatever he wanted to do. And he did. And what an amazing testimony it was, so much so that we had a devotion, we had an invitation afterwards. And that was probably the longest and the most people that came forward for that invitation, just seeing the Lord work all week long, exactly what Miss Williams said. It was just amazing to really just see the hand of God throughout it all. Even Brother Areza's testimony was that, Brother, you've got something special going on here this week, right? And it truly was. And again, thank you to the church for praying throughout all that and continue to be in prayer. Brother Cole.
Hello, my name is Cole, and the child of Miss Williams. And camp was really good, especially teen camp. I didn't go to junior camp, but teen camp was really good, and a lot of me and my friends made decisions. And one decision that I made is I got saved out in camp.
Amen.
I realized that I wasn't, and I realized that I was living in a life of sin, and God really touched my heart, and I got saved out at camp. And it was really fun. There were a lot of sports and games, basketball. I was the champion. Me and my team, Hortimer and Josh, we went undefeated. And yes, it was really fun. And I just want to thank you all for letting all of us come out, and thank you guys.
Man, Reese, can you come on?
Hey, church, my name's Reese Stanick. I'm going into eighth grade at Landmark over there. And man, I'll talk about Mount Salem first. It was really good there. First, thank you. Like, y'all supported a lot. And it was, like, really fun there. I thought, like, it was going to be, like, hilly, I guess. Like, a mountain, actually. It was kind of like hills. But it was good preaching. And they have, like, clay mud. It got my jeans all messed up. But I was able to wash them out. So that was good. But, yeah, it was very fun there. It was good preaching. I had, like, a new preacher each night. That was different to me, so it was pretty cool. And Camp Glory now, it was really fun. Well, the 18-hour drive was horrible. I would have rather just like paid for plane tickets. It was so long, but
amen.
We probably stayed up all night. I remember we stayed up to like 3 o'clock, like staring at stuff like outside the window. I was like, why can't I just go to sleep? But yeah, that was fun. And thank you for all the prayers, like for safety and stuff like that. And for Camp Glory, it was really cool. Like there was like everyone's like talking about the group of boys. I guess I'll like spill the beans and tell you everyone. There was James and John, the Rodriguez boys, and then man.
You can just leave it as a group of boys. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I'll leave it there. But there was a group of boys, and we all just like started praying, and then eventually more and more people started coming in, and it was really crazy because I like just came in like, whoa. And then they were like, don't leave, come on. So it was really cool. We were just able to stay there and talk. We stayed up like really late. And when he said there was a bunch of tissue boxes everywhere, we somehow found every single empty box of tissues. I don't know how, but we did. And then Grace came in there and like found like 15, like a stash. That was really nice. Thank you. But yeah, thank you, church, for letting us come out to camp. And all the prayers for safety. And thank you.
Amen. Nehemiah, again, even as our testimony time, our typical bonfire Thursday evening usually runs till around 11 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock. But our testimony time that Thursday of camp ran until around 2 o'clock in the morning. And that was without most of our teenagers because they were in the tabernacle praying, and really, again, as I mentioned in the other service, just getting their hearts right with each other and with the Lord. And really, just to kind of see that happen, not be involved in it whatsoever. In fact, I was playing goalie, making sure to try and guard anyone from stepping into there that wasn't going to be a part of it. And it was just a blessing to be able to see how the Lord was working. And even that was going till around 1:30. And I said, guys, people don't understand that you guys are all in here. We need to start to bring some of you guys outside or else everyone's going to be in here. So, but again, what an amazing blessing it was. Nehemiah.
I hate public speaking. All right, here goes. I just want to start by saying thank you to everyone, like the whole church, especially for like all the money that y'all gave, because I never really like realized like how much money you guys give. And then like we had the Mount Salem and y'all gave like $15,000 and like, just thinking, that's how much you gave to that. Like, I wonder how much y'all gave to, like, our camp. And then, so, like, everyone that gave money, and then also, like, Pastor Parsons and Pastor Carter for having camp, and also for, obviously, my dad and my mom. And no one said it yet, but I'm going to say thank you to Mrs. Williams for, like, being the nurse and stuff in case, like, anyone got hurt. And then, but, so the trip to Mount Salem, mine wasn't as bad as Reese's. It was actually pretty fun. Just all of us guys in the back of the van. I don't think we went to sleep for more than like an hour and a half once. So we were up pretty much the whole night. And then it was like an 18-hour drive. And then when we got there, it was kind of like we drove 18 hours for this because like the girls were complaining about their mountain. We had to go up 146 stairs a few times every day. So I don't know what they're complaining about, but... And then, so, like, we were, like, all of us were, like, man, this isn't worth it. This is, like, it's not that good, you know, whatever. Why are we here? We jailed 18 hours for this. And then Ben, my dad gave us, like, all booklets, right? And in the back, it was, like, prayer requests for every single person. And Ben asked me what mine was. And I told him, like, because I knew the Lord had already been convicting me, like, what I need to be praying about that week. And then I realized that we had all been complaining and we hadn't even given it a chance yet. So then I was like, that we'll stop complaining. And then after that, like, that was during like orientation and stuff. And then after that, it was great. Like, we all had fun. There was one team with like all the Landmark people, but obviously everyone couldn't be on that team. So like, I was picked for another team. And then, because there's 8 teams there, right? And, like, I was picked for another team. I was like, okay, there's none of my friends here, no one I know. And then, thankfully, God sent Ben and then Megan. So, like, I had some friends on my team, so it wasn't, like, me all by myself. Some people do, that's tough. But then, so, like, the 18-hour drive back, it didn't feel that long. It was really fun. Like, God had, like, moved in pretty much all our hearts, right? And then there was, like, a couple people who, like, you know, was kind of iffy. And then we got back here, and that Saturday was just, like, I slept on the couch till, like, noon. And then I had to get up and, like, do all the laundry and stuff for teen camp. So then teen camp comes along. It's kind of, like, thankful there's no stairs, but it's so hot. And then, like, kind of started complaining again. Then I realized it's kind of the same thing. We're all complaining again that it's hotter here. It's Florida. It's tough. So then, but like, so then I prayed again that like we stopped complaining. And the whole time and the whole summer, I've just been thinking, you know, this camp's going to be great. This, I could feel that there was going to be something different about this camp, but I didn't realize what it was. And then the whole week, it was just like message after message. The altar was full. And like, even like, usually we don't even have an invitation after the morning devotions. But then like every morning we did. And the altars were just, like, flooded. So then, like, and then Thursday night came along, and I was watching the volleyball championship. And then there was the bonfire time right after that. But the guys had already been in there praying for, like, a couple hours, I guess. So then I went, so Pastor needed us to get some more chairs because there were so many people there. I won't say thank you to any of the church members that stayed out there, too, for the bonfire. I know it's not easy.
Amen.
But then, so anyway, so I went in there to get chairs, and I saw them up at the front. They were, like, all huddled up praying. So then I was like, all right, that's cool. And then I asked Miss Slavens, because she was just kind of sitting in the back watching them. I was like, what are they doing? She was like, is God working? He has been for the past couple hours. So then I was like, all right, that's nice. And then the Lord started convicting my heart. He was like, why aren't you in there? I was like, because I was gone. He was like, okay, it's not too late. I was like, I don't want to go in there now. It's too late. He was like, no, it's not. So then I was sitting there. I'd been at the bonfire for a few minutes at that point, and I saw a leaf on the ground. I was like, you know what? I'm going to flip over this leaf. And God, if it lands on that side, I'll go inside. If it doesn't, I'll stay out here. So I did it, and it happened to land on the side to where I had to go inside. So then it was like 10 seconds of like realization. I guess I got to now. So then I went inside, and there and James,
I didn't teach him praying. That. I did not teach him that.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault. That was all me. But then James Rodriguez was praying, and just I was only in there for like 15 minutes or just a couple minutes, and then I started crying. Like, and everyone was. Like, even like the hardest people, I'm not going to say their names, but one of them was my brother. And like, they were like everyone was crying. So then like James finished, and then like we all kind of like split up. And we were all kind of, like, praying at the altar. And then, like, I just, like, got a lot of stuff right with God. You know, like, I've been, like, prideful and stuff. And, like, I've always thought that I don't have to listen to my authorities because, like, whatever, I'm a church kid. But then God, like, showed me that I'm not better than anyone else. So, like, the only reason that I might be better is because of the opportunities he gave me. I didn't do anything for it.
Amen.
So then, like, and then Sammy came and started praying with me. And then we were both kind of crying. And then I finished, and I didn't know it because I was at the altar praying for like an hour. But then I didn't realize it was that long. And then I found out, I already knew that Cole and Otis, he's not here, but Otis had gotten saved. And then I found out that Horty had gotten saved. Oh, that's like three of my friends getting saved. And then slowly I found out that more of my friends got saved. And then like, we had all come outside, and Edwin, who wasn't there yet, went and got my dad. He was like, we need to talk. And Edwin got saved, and then he came out. He was like, yo, I got right. So I thought, you know, like, normal, like, what everyone had been, like, we all got right with God and stuff. And then my dad, like, made an announcement at the bonfire that he had gotten saved. I kind of got mad at him because he didn't tell me that. But then, so, like, after everything, another one of my friends was praying with Caleb Parsons up in the balcony, and we didn't know about it. And then he got saved, too. And then that night, Josh, he came back up in the balcony. So the AC in our cabin was out. So we had to sleep in the balcony of the tabernacle. And Josh was like, I don't remember which one of you it was, but thank you to whoever of you helped me get saved. But none of us knew that he had gotten saved except for, like, that one person. So then we all, like, started, like, yelling. We were like, Josh, we didn't know you got saved. Why didn't you tell us? It was like, oh, my bad. I thought everyone knew. So then, like, six of my friends got saved at camp, and that was just great. And, like, all of them I thought were saved, but just, like, God can save everyone, even if you think they're already saved. Witness to them either way, and then
Amen.
They still might not be saved, and then it's even better because then they thought they were saved, but now they definitely are. So, and then I got to go to the Sword, and that was pretty great with Edwin because he's on our bus. So I just want to say thank you to the whole church and pastor for like letting us go. But then I think I took too long already. So
yes, you did.
Okay.
Have a seat, son.
So good night.
Jenna, go ahead and come right up. We're only going to have a time for maybe one or two more, so go ahead.
Oh, hello. My name is Jenna Canal, so I'm going into ninth grade. And camp was really, really great. Like, all of it from, like, junior camp to Mount Salem to teen camp, like, everything was really great. I couldn't pick a favorite part if I tried. But it was all just amazing, except the van ride, like you've heard. It was... Anyways. But teen camp was really, really great. Like, the whole time, it was just, like, a lot of fun. And... I don't know, I kind of, like, wasn't really expecting it, but, like, I knew, like, when, like, camp, like, by, like, Monday night, I was like, okay, something's different, but I couldn't figure out what it was, and I was just, like, kind of thinking, I was like, what if, like, everyone's saying, like, they feel, like, a revival coming, like, what if this is it? So then I was kind of just, like, thinking about it, like, all week, and I was praying about it a lot, and then, like, Thursday night came, and then, like, as they've all said, like, all, like, the whole thing in the tabernacle, but I kind of, like, I was, like, one of the people that came in, like, after, like, the whole thing. Like, probably, like, 30 minutes into the bonfire, I guess. I don't know how long it was. But, like, a whole bunch, like, me and, like, my friends were kind of outside, and we were just, like, listening to all the testimonies and everything. But my friend kind of made me give one, too. But anyways. So I gave, like, the testimony and everything, and then I went and I, like, sat down with, like, some of my friends. And, like, they were like, oh, look in the tabernacle. Like, what are they doing? I was like, oh, I don't know. And one of my friends was like, oh, like, why don't we go in there? Like, it's all the guys. And, like, the pastor Reza had previously said, like, in the message before that, he was talking about, like, how with one of, like somewhere where he preached one time, he, like, gave, like, a challenge to all of, like, the youth groups and everything to, like, pray to, like, double their youth group in, like, within, like, a year. And she was like, well, he just said that. Like, I feel like our whole teen group should be in there. So, like, okay. So then I got a bunch of my friends, like, we all kind of went around and collected people for, like, a minute. And then all of us, like, went in the tabernacle. And when we first walked in, we were like, okay, this is kind of weird. Like, it's all guys, pretty much. So then, but, like, we all went up and we made, like, our own little group, kind of. And then we started praying. And then within, like, 2 minutes, pretty much everyone was crying. But then, like, everyone was just, like, praying by themselves. And I realized one of my friends wasn't in there. So I went out and I snatched her and I brought her in. So then we were in there for, like, I don't know. They were saying, like, 1:30, I guess. We were in there till then. Then we went outside, like, just, like, hearing how God worked in everyone's lives. Like, I didn't even really notice, like, how he was working. But then, like, hearing everyone, like, give, like, a little testimony about it, it was, like, really great. So I wanted to thank everyone for, like, all of your prayers and everything, because nothing would have been the same without all your prayers. And also for just, like, everything that you did, like, so many of you do, like, behind the scenes and everything that no one really recognizes. Even though I don't know what everything is, I want to thank you. So.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and make that our last testimony for tonight. I know there's still many more to go, and I appreciate everyone being willing to do so. But I think, again, as I mentioned the other night, just how important it is to give an opportunity for invitation for this time. What you heard was what God can do if you let God do it. What God can do in the hearts of whether it be a teenager or many of our counselors or whatever the case would be. There's many other counselors, actually, that even got saved during that week of camp. One of them mentioned, I think it was my son that mentioned, don't ever stop witnessing to someone even though you think that they're saved. Well, let me ask you, if you die today, are you 100% sure that you're on your way to heaven? I don't mean are you on the church roll here or are you faithful to come into church? I mean, do you know that you know that you know that heaven is your home? That you would stand before God and by the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, you'll have a glorious heaven waiting for you. If you're here today and that's not you, if you don't have that peace, one of the other testimonies the other night was that they had been fighting it for so, so long. You know, you don't have to fight it anymore. You know, one of the biggest things that the devil will tell you is that, oh, what will people think? You know what people will think? They'll celebrate and rejoice with you just the same. So if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me encourage you as we have the piano player come up and invitation begin here in just a moment. Let me encourage you, if you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, to come forward and we'll have someone come and talk to you and show you what the Bible says, how you can be 100% sure that heaven is your home. Maybe you're here and You're saved and you know it, but maybe you need revival. Maybe you need in one way or another to have your heart rekindled, reignited, to have the right relationship with him. Oh, if we would only be able to see what God truly has for us. Well, God wants us to, if we're willing to get it. How do we do that? By making the decision to. Maybe you need to come up to this altar and spend some time with God to just sincerely let the dam break, as I mentioned it the other day, and give yourself, humble yourself before the Lord. As the invitation begins, let's all stand, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Let's all stand. And if you have business to do with God, why don't you come in forward and do so? If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why don't you go ahead and come forward and come and talk to one of us. You can come talk to me, come talk to our pastor, and we'll show you what the Bible says about being saved.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
While heads are bowed and eyes are closed tonight, if you're here and you don't know Christ, we would ask you to come. This is an invitation to ask you to come and get saved. As has been stated before, so many folks that have been in church, they finally come to a place where they realize that maybe they're not really saved. They don't know that for sure. They don't have a Bible reason. They never trusted Christ for salvation. And if you're like that tonight, don't put it off another day. Why don't you just come down? We'd be happy to take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure, for a Bible reason, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary, that heaven can be your home. As Brother Burt sings, there's some already have come. Why don't you step out and come?
The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Let's sing this next verse with Brother Burt.
Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
The testimonies have been good. Amen. And I'm sure they're only going to get gooder and gooder. We'll continue having some of those on Sunday night in our Sunday evening service. Invite some folks to come. You know, another teenager that's not been in a while, one of the greatest things that will affect teenagers is teenagers. You know, and a lot of times our peers, other folks with us, and maybe even older folk. I know when I took Gracie going, when I go soul winning and Gracie's with me, I don't hand the track away because there's a lot of people that won't take one from me, but I've never had anybody turn one down from Gracie. Amen. At the door. And so, a lot of times in our lives, you know, we sometimes for us, we get stiff, but, you know, when a young person gets up and shares their heart, it's something special about it. So thank you, teenagers, for sharing with us just what God has done in your life. And we can't wait to hear more about it. We do have choir practice tonight, right? No choir practice. No choir practice tonight. Oh, amen. All right. Well, let's close in prayer tonight. before we go. Dear Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. We thank you for Brother Williams being with us, Lord, at the church there. Thank you for his just his heart, Lord, and how he's so many of our folks that just give their time to be at camp and invest their time in the lives of young people. Thank you for Brother James and Miss Heather, Lord. I thank you for both of them and their investment and all of what's gone on this summer. Thank you for our teenagers, Lord, and just the evident power that you have invested in their lives, Lord. I pray that you continue to help them grow, that you'd help them continue to learn and to do the will of God in their lives, Lord, for the future. Lord, pray that you just help us now, as many of us we go to our different works and different things. Lord, give each family safety. Bring us back at the appointed time. Lord, help us as we go between now and then to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.